This podcast is provided by National MI for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional advice. Reference to any third-party products or services, as well as the views, thoughts, and opinions of guests, does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by National MI. Views and opinions expressed by National MI employees are those of the individual employee and do not necessarily reflect the view of National MI.
All right, welcome to National MI's podcast. My name is Ralph Remy, and today we are going to be discussing the Gen Z Homebuyer Report, which we released back on June 1st in partnership with Kristen Messerly. One of the contributors of that report is this fine gentleman to my right here. This is Blake Boss. He is the EVP of Sales at Active Comply. Hey, Blake, how are you today?
I'm good, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us, and thanks for your insight in the report. I certainly appreciate everything you contributed to helping us really get into the lens and the scope of Gen Zers out there. So really, that's what today's all about, is really let's talk through that. So I'm sure you've had a chance to look at the report, and obviously you shared a lot of contributions. Right. So maybe tell me a little bit of what were kind of your top insights that not just you provided, but that you realized as you were helping provide some data for this report.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and of course, thank you for having me on this today. And Kristen is awesome when it comes to her research. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things that I contributed and also recognized through the research was the access of information and education that Gen Z has and also wants to access. So through the use of different social media channels or even just the internet, the amount of information that they have is there in front of them for them to be able to get closer to that financial literacy that they're lacking. And it is very clear that they don't have it through a traditional academic institutions. So being able to get closer to the information needed for home buying is a lot more attainable than it used to be. And it is clear through Kristen's research and your research as well, that Gen Z is one step closer than millennials for getting access to the information needed to partake in home buying.
Well, it's interesting you bring up millennials because there always has been kind of, they all get lumped together. So it's always, we call it next gen. I know it's a word Kristen uses as well. So you get next gen, but one of the questions we kept asking is, can we separate them a little bit? Because there are some distinctions now between the two segments. And I do want to kind of hone in a little bit on what you said of the access to information and social media. How does, you know, from a Gen Zer perspective, being always, you know, kind of having all this information at your fingertips, probably from the moment you were born, pretty much. How do you determine a little bit of, you know, kind of what's the right information or what could be quote unquote fake news? You know, how do you kind of stay grounded to understand that this may or may not be the right information, but then there, you know, where are the experts out there to help you?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good topic because we've seen a huge influencer initiative on social media, whether it's the Kardashians, a pro sports player, whatever it may be, influences are huge.
Yes.
And people, especially in the mortgage business and people that are buying a home, they work with people and they trust people. I think based on even the research from the report, there is hesitancy to trust a bank or a credit union when going through the financing of a home. So I think just trusting people, and especially if loan officers are out there on social media and being those influencers in their communities, that's a way that consumers are going to be able to build trust with the people that are helping them through one of the largest transactions of their lives. So building trust through being a human on these different marketing channels, whether it's social media or email, phone call, text, really becoming that influencer and showing that you're a person and not a company. Because, I mean, I see ads on TikTok, Instagram all day long. I can see through the paid influencers. And I think Gen Z is really good at that. And maybe millennials are still, I don't say millennials are behind all the times because they're still a young generation, but Gen Z truly grew up with social media.
Yeah.
I am on the older end of Gen Zers. I was born in 1998 and the cutoff is like 1997, but there is some debate on when that is. But truly being a person and humanizing your message and humanizing how you can connect with people is really the way that consumers can build trust, especially Gen Z.
Yeah, so trust is a very big topic. I know it's something we've been talking about with Kristen and her reports and even in webinars that we host as part of National MI University, in building that trust and overcoming some of that, I don't want to call it fear, but just mistrust and lack of trust. And you're talking about a generation that went through the financial crisis in 2008. Now, you may have not been in the financial world at the time, but you see your parents or people that you trust maybe going through some difficult times and see some bad situations they may have been in and trying to get through that a bit. So I love the fact that you say, and I'll say this to any loan officers that are either watching or listening to us, is you get the content out there to get recognition for you, but you build the trust in those one-on-one conversations. So there's always so much talk about social media, social media, social media. It's all about social media. That just is to get your name out there.
Right.
But you don't build trust in social media. You can build education through social media, but there's still that need for that one-to-one relationship.
And I think that's a huge misconception of social media. It's not a lead generator, and it probably never will be a lead generator. I'm sure there's, you know, outliers out there, but it's really a way to build relationships and really continue to develop those relationships, whether it's with a referral partner or with potential home buyers. And having those one-offs and
yes,
continuing to see that this is a human, this is a person, and they help other people too. People don't want to message a big bank's Instagram account or see what they're posting. It's probably canned messaging. And really having those one-off conversations is really the way to continue the home buying process. But Gen Z, they're not making decisions immediately.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process, and continuing to foster those relationships through social media, it's going to be a game changer in a few years.
Yep, no doubt about it. So let's talk about a little bit of the barriers that Gen Z is realizing as they start looking for homes or even start considering to get into the home buying process. So there's really top three that came about from the report. Affordability, which we know is something that is just rampant around the entire industry, not just for Gen Z, but it's affordability, maybe financial knowledge, which we just addressed a little bit with the social media part, and then maybe lack of support. Anything from either your perspective that you've seen, maybe with friends you have or that have maybe started the home buyer process or yourself, that can kind of tie into that?
Yeah, I think affordability is a tough topic because there's not a lot of affordability right now in the U.S.
Or supply.
Right, exactly. And we've been hearing about it today even. So that's a tough topic because overcoming affordability, it's going to take a lot of different parties involved to be able to get there. So as far as for Gen Z's perspective on affordability, they see it in the news. They see how terrible the housing market is for young people buying homes. Prices are high. There's not a lot of supply. So in that area, it's just a waiting game, I would say.
Yeah.
But in terms of lack of support, I mean, there's different priorities out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think with the access of information, people do get very... they are very specific for what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
So maybe home buying is not a focus right now, and it's really out of sight, out of mind, and they're not mm-hmm. thinking about it. And if they're not thinking about it, they're not talking about it. And if
right.
you're not talking about it, people aren't going to talk about it with you. So if it is a parent, it is a relative or mentor or coworker, if you're not talking about the support that you need, you're probably not going to get it because people are so focused on the priorities that they have on their day-to-day.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you talk about affordability, obviously that goes into being able to start saving to get
right.
for down payment. And I want to kind of talk about, we talked a little bit about misconceptions
right.
a little earlier. One big misconception that continues to rear its ugly head, if you will, in these reports is the misconception that you need to have 20% down. Now, obviously, we are a podcast sponsored and produced by National MI,
right.
One of the mortgage insurance companies that helped with putting less than 20% down. With as little as 3% down, you can purchase a home or even 5% down. But to me, and that number is staggering to me because it was over like 70% when you talk about next gen between Gen Z and millennials, and it's still way over 50% when you're talking about Gen Zers. So
right.
how do we continue to bring that education out to Gen Z in order to let them know that there are opportunities out there that they may not be aware of?
Yeah, I think talking about scenarios and really helping a Gen Zer be able to attain home ownership. Because, I mean, I was the same way a few years ago. I thought that 20% was just the standard.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money to save up. And I think that all the MI companies need to come together and to be able to have those educational moments for consumers as well. And National MI is doing an excellent job of it through a lot of your initiatives, which is excellent. But I do think it's going to take more than just the companies. It's going to take the people that are working for the companies to connect with people and explain exactly how homeownership can be achieved for less than 20% down. So it's just continuing to talk about it, I think, is the best way.
Well, talk about it. And, you know, one of the things the report came up is that there still is a lack of education.
Right.
So, and we're not saying in terms of lack of education that Gen Zers are not getting educated. It's more about there's lack of education as far as the home buying process and getting it out there. So that's why it's so pertinent. It's so imperative that we get out there as an industry, and not just the mortgage, but as an industry in mortgage,
right,
loan officers, everybody get out to the marketplace and educate these Gen Z potential buyers. What is the process? What does it look like? Because yes, they are getting a lot of the stuff from social media, but to your point earlier, it's about the one-on-one conversation. As soon as they see you in a lunch and learn session or, you know, a some type of conference giving education to home buyers, it's a game changer at that point.
Right. And I don't remember the exact statistic from the report, but rate sensitivity for Gen Zers, and this is really just an opinion of mine, I think Gen Zers want to be able to get into a home if they can, but they don't know how. And I think rate sensitivity might not be as big of an issue for them as long as they know different means to get to their end goal of getting a home. So if they are aware of the opportunity to have private mortgage insurance, I think there will be a bigger opportunity for lenders to increase their revenue through new borrowers, new loans. But just explaining and educating them, talking to them, those lunch and learns. And I'm surprised there's not enough financial, initiatives or, lunch and learns on college campuses by loan officers or real estate agents. I think that'd be an awesome place to start, because people that are going into the workforce right after college, or even not going to a formal college or university, but just going into the workforce, there's opportunity to own a home then. But I think people aren't getting the same education, so they need to get out there and talk about it.
That's so true. I think we stay to kind of what's the traditional means of educating, and we need to get outside of that traditionalness. It's really about understanding that I heard something today that kind of said, yesterday's consumer is not tomorrow's consumer. And it's so different. Tomorrow's consumer is so different than what you were dealing with yesterday.
Right.
So we need to be able to adapt and really adapt to what they're looking for to be where they're at, as opposed to them trying to find us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Blake, anything else you want to add as far as your contributions to the report as we kind of start winding down here?
Yeah. I mean, I think similar to the mortgage industry, there is certainly a generation that is about to exit the home buying world, and just the transfer of wealth over the next decade from baby boomers, probably transferring that wealth to Gen Zers or millennials. I think the number in the report was $3.4 trillion of wealth transfer from baby boomers to younger generations. So the next decade is going to be a huge floodgate opening for these new consumers buying homes. So it's going to be a completely different market. Everyone gets their information differently. So talking to people amongst different channels, whether it's social media, email, call, text, in person, community groups, there's so many ways to get in touch with people, and this is going to be a floodgate, huge opportunity for loan officers.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that was a big highlight of the report, was the opportunity that baby boomers are getting into, obviously, their retirement years and potentially outside of the home buying process and that wealth transfer and what it's going to do for down payment and home buying opportunities for their heirs that could be Gen Zers or even millennials in that range. So I do want to thank you, Blake, for coming on with us. As a reminder, everybody, we do have a link at the bottom of this post as far as where you can download the report. But just in case, you can always go to nationalmi.com/nextgenresources, or you can just go to nationalmi.com, click on training at the top, and Next Gen Resources is one of the options to download the report, not just this Gen Z report, but all our past reports are readily available on the site for you. So again, I want to thank Blake Boss for joining us and for your contributions to the report. We certainly appreciate your insight. And then we look forward to seeing you all again soon. Take care, everybody.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ralph. Blake.